good morning. Thanks for coming out at 8:30. I also want to introduce Laura, who's our research coordinator, who did a substantial amount of research on this project. And we do not have any disclosures to make. So our research objectives with this project were to examine current practices for obtaining medical abuse examinations across Texas and look at the factors that impacted medical evaluation rates in rural, mid-sized, and urban communities. A lot of people are surprised to learn that Texas is primarily a rural state. And so those rural areas are very isolated in our state. And then we were going to develop recommendations to improve child abuse medical evaluation practices in Texas. So the background and where we started, the Children's Advocacy Centers of Texas serves 40,000 child victims a year. They are the coalition, kind of the umbrella agency for all the Children's Advocacy Centers in Texas. At the time we did this study, there were 68 different Children's Advocacy Centers in Texas, and you can see we've mapped them all out here, and you can see there's big chunks of our state where one is serving huge areas. Where not a lot of people live, granted, but it's huge in terms of driving from end to end of those areas. So the Children's Advocacy Centers, if you're not familiar, they coordinate multidisciplinary teams that help with child abuse investigations. So the goal of these multidisciplinary teams is to have a child who's been a victim of abuse avoid having to retell their story multiple times, and also provide wraparound services to the family so that we're reducing child trauma and we're improving that forensic process, because you do have law enforcement and prosecutors involved. So medical evaluations are important for two reasons. One, there's a medical purpose, right? And primarily, people think of medical evaluations in terms of sexual assault examinations, and that is primarily what we captured in our data, but also physical abuse in terms of a kid coming in with a broken arm and the follow-up that needs to go into that, make sure it's healing correctly and everything. But the medical purpose is to collect forensic evidence, to treat the child, and to also allow the child a safe space to talk about what happened to them and refer the family out for different treatments if needed. The forensic purpose is gathering information that is needed for prosecution of a case. So we got involved with this because Texas found out we had really low rates of kids getting medical evaluations, despite the fact that I think we have some great providers in our state. So there was a study that was done by a CAC in the Midwest, and what they found was, in the United States, children walking into a children's advocacy center, about 34% of them will actually have a medical evaluation done. In Texas, our rates were much lower. So even in our urban areas where we have very large centers, our rates were about 25%, and then in our rural areas, about 8%. And so the Children's Advocacy Centers of Texas came to us and said, figure it out, why are we so low? So we did a mixed method study, we conducted focus groups, and we also had a survey that we sent out to all the CACs in Texas. We had to do a mixed method study because we did not have a sampling frame that was good enough just to do a quantitative study, which would have been a lot more efficient, I think, and cost a lot less money. But our qualitative data was just incredibly rich. So what we did with that was CAC Texas identified 12 different cities that they wanted us to go out to based on the rates. So they looked at the examination rates across the state and said, we're going to give you two urban areas that are really high and two urban areas that are the lowest. And then two mid-sized areas, I tend to call them suburban, and it kept getting fixed in our report, and then rural areas. And then in each of those areas, they wanted us to do focus group with a member, the different portions of the MDT team. So the CAC staff we did a focus group with, DFPS staff, so child abuse investigators, law enforcement, medical providers, and prosecutors. So we ended up with 60 different focus groups and 205 participants. In our online survey, which we developed after we collected all that data, and we used it to really confirm what we had found in those focus groups. So we developed a survey. We sent it out to, at the time, there were just 66. I made a mistake. There were 66 directors at the time, not 68. We sent it out to them and said, hey, there's no way we're going to get a list of every single person that's involved in your MDT, but we want you to send it out, and we incentivized it so that the more responses we got from each MDT, we entered them into a raffle, and so that's how we were able to up our response rate. So 47 of the CACs participated, and we had 319 participants total. So what we found was that the rates of medical evaluations differ based on four primary factors: the outcry, the victim and the family, the community, and the actual members of the MDT. And I'm going to quickly go through each of these. So in terms of the outcry, I'm going to read this quote here. If you've got a fairly young child who has outcried to penetration type stuff over a period of years, that would be something where we definitely would probably get an exam if we could, no matter how long it's been. I love talking to law enforcement. I know that that's a law enforcement quote just by looking at it. But basically what we were hearing was it depended. So there were any protocols in place. It was just kind of what did we think was the best thing at the time. So if a child walked into a hospital, they were going to be treated differently than if they walked into a police department. Because the police officers we heard from were like, well, we don't want to re-traumatize the child by having them go back and get an exam. They really had a conception that sexual abuse exams were going to re-traumatize the child. They very much viewed it as a little girl getting a well woman exam, essentially, instead of a more comprehensive examination. But they felt that if there was sexual abuse of a very young child, in a lot of cases, they would send them to the hospital. So there were a lot of victim and family factors. This quote, I'll be honest, this doctor doesn't want to work with Medicaid and no other doctors will do these exams. I've gotten it done once or twice if there was private insurance. So with this quote, it kind of gets to the fact that different communities had different resources, and families had different levels of how much they knew how to navigate these systems. So a couple issues that came up were custody conflicts. A lot of times we had law enforcement and CPS tell us, hey, this mom and dad are reporting on each other constantly, and we're not going to have that child do a medical exam. There were also issues with citizenship and documentation. So we had one area along the border where the only hospital they could get to do a sane exam, you had to go through a border checkpoint, and so people just wouldn't go. They just wouldn't go get exams. So there was a local OB-GYN who kind of sometimes would do it because he was the cousin of the director of the CAC. But it was really iffy for people in that area. And then insurance was a big issue because people weren't quite sure if they were going to get reimbursed for the exam. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And then age of the child. So we heard a lot of, well, if the girl's 16 and she's sexually active and she outcries, then why bother? Type of a thing. So community factors were really important. So we are a really big state, and you saw up there that we had people covering huge geographic ranges. So person in a rural area said, it's one thing if you're dealing with a big city where you've got one child protection agency and you've got two different law enforcement agencies. Here, if you get one community that's workable, you have to figure out ways to duplicate that workability in all these other areas with all other groups. When you're dealing with eclectic, diverse groups like we are, that's a tough sell when you have to go place to place. So you've got multiple sheriff's departments and you've got multiple different hospitals that they're having to deal with. In a lot of areas, there just wasn't a hospital close by, or if there was a hospital, they didn't have a sane nurse at that hospital, and their doctors were not necessarily trained in how to work with children. So they were walking into the emergency room with children and discovering that the doctors really were not trained in how to conduct a child abuse examination, even for a kid with a broken arm. They weren't knowing what to look at in x-rays. With sane nurses, we heard a lot of rural communities tell us that it was very difficult to keep sane nurses because the hospitals didn't support them. So even if that sane nurse was out at 3 a.m. doing an exam, they were expected to show up at work at 6 a.m. And as a result, they just burned out and they couldn't do it no matter what their intentions. Another big factor is funding. Actually, I would say this is the biggest factor. So our Attorney General's office will reimburse for child sexual abuse examinations. But law enforcement has to first pay for it, and then our Attorney General's office reimburses law enforcement. So as a result, the key is law enforcement. They're the ones that get to decide who gets an exam and who doesn't. And some law enforcement agencies were like, we want to do more, but we don't get reimbursed, or when they reimburse us, it goes to our county, and our county doesn't give the money back to our department. So it's not that we're bad, it's just we're not getting the money back, and we have no money to pay our officers. Or it was an issue with, in the rural areas, if you've got two patrol officers out and you have to have one go to the hospital to authorize an exam, that took one person off the street. So that was a really big issue in this study. There were also issues with kind of the multidisciplinary team and the collaboration. So with this quote, that's where your partners help out, because a lot of times it'll be like, okay, maybe we don't see the need, but we feel that it's an urgent or critical need. That's where the team works together. You can definitely get things done, obviously, if it's in the best interest of the children. But we also heard, well, really it's not our choice. It's law enforcement's choice. And so it was fascinating because we would do focus groups where we'd have Child Protective Services and the CAC staff tell us it's law enforcement, they don't get it, they don't want the exams done, and then we'd have law enforcement come in and be like, what did they tell you about us, you know, because we really do this. And so it was very interesting that they all kind of knew what the different issues were with each of the different groups. So some of the barriers by community size that we found were, in rural areas, there's definitely a lack of support for SANE programs just because there's a lack of resources. Medical professionals are not available, and law enforcement out there does not necessarily authorize the exams because they're viewing it as violating the child, re-traumatizing the child, or they just don't have the funding for it. In mid-size areas, we saw that there's also no support for SANEs, and that the hospitals don't support the SANEs. So in our urban areas, I feel like we've got a lot of pretty good-sized hospitals developing, but they are small and they are still kind of new to communities. And they're not very supportive of those SANE programs just because they don't have a lot of programming yet. And then they also said law enforcement doesn't authorize the exams. And then in urban areas, law enforcement was the big issue. And then they said there's not enough funds to pay for examinations. So even the bigger areas were strapped. So our recommendations, which are now being implemented and really worked on, and they will be worked on again in this upcoming legislative session in Texas, are to really address the funding stream and billing issues. So we said, hey, you've got to figure out a way to either take the control away from law enforcement and let hospitals bill directly for these exams, or you've got to give them more money, and you've got to make it to where hospitals feel like they're not, that they're actually being compensated for the full amount of doing the exams. We wanted to increase hospital support, and our recommendation was to do some sort of ranking where the CACs could say, yes, this is a child abuse, not friendly, but I forgot the way we phrased it, but this hospital is good at doing child abuse examinations. And instead of kind of mumbling about which hospitals stink, let's go ahead and reward and do the strengths perspective, right? So let's say which ones are good. We also said we need statewide guidelines for when a medical evaluation is done, because yes, everybody kind of agreed somewhat on some sexual abuse, when you should get a medical examination or not, but with physical abuse and with neglect, there's no consensus, even though doctors were saying, we want to see a child who's been neglected, we want to go ahead and look at how they're doing, kind of just the same type of well-child examinations, so we suggested developing protocols for all of those. And then we wanted to change the conversation, and I feel like this was just an issue for our team, talking to so many folks, and law enforcement in particular, who just didn't have a lot of training on what a SANE exam was. Our suggestion is to just change the conversation. So it's not a SANE examination. It is a well-child check, because every parent who has a young child takes their kid to a well-child check. And so we figured if we could change it like that and make it relatable to them, that maybe we could increase the rates. And then we want more training because we want them to understand what actually happens in an exam. And we did find that when law enforcement had more contact with doctors that they could directly be trained from, they were much more willing to authorize exams and push that for families. So that is a very short version of a lot of data. So thank you.